Bob, on the ambassadors thing, I know that apparently we struck out on the businessman we had in mind for Germany. We haven't promised that to anybody else, have we?
Nope.
I think I'd like to send Tom Bale there. I'll just think of him for a moment, you know.
Hell of a good idea. I wonder if he'd do it.
Well, I talked to him about it today. I said, would you be an ambassador? He said, well, maybe you asked me. See, we told him before we didn't want him to leave, you know, because obviously he was very busy, you know, public. But he, look, he's
him on the paper, and
he's the kind of a guy who's he's sophisticated and the rest. Now, Rogers and the rest, but screw them. I'll go right up the wall. Henry won't think he's smart enough. But Dale is all with us.
Right.
He's attractive. His wife is attractive. And he is smart. You know, God damn it. Who writes better editorials than he does for us?
Nobody. Nobody does.
Well,
he's damn good.
Well, I want to do it.
Okay.
And follow up the first thing in the morning. You call him.
All right.
In the morning. Or if you can reach him even this afternoon and ask him if he would take Ambassador to Bonn. We don't want to put his name unless he'll take it. And it's a terribly important assignment because I really feel strongly. He came to me, you know, that struck me. I says, why not? Now, there's a businessman, publisher, highly respected, totally loyal guy on our side.
Yep. Doesn't gain us one of our contributors. We had a contributor.
Well, I don't want a contributor.
Lined up, and who's apparently very good. But
well,
I think
you need a very sophisticated person for Germany. Germany's terribly difficult, and I wouldn't want a businessman to break his ass over there.
Yeah. That sounds awfully good.
I don't think a businessman is really ought to go there. I really don't think so. And Bale, while he didn't contribute, still, in his way, contributed a hell of a lot.
Sure.
And we've got to measure that